Welcome to The Christian Working Woman. I'm Mary Lohman, and since 1984, our mission has been to encourage, equip, and empower Christians in the marketplace to be strong ambassadors for Christ in their worlds. Whether they are at home, as many are working at home these days, or in an office, or driving a truck, or building a house, or nursing patients, whatever, we have unique opportunities on our jobs to share the love of Jesus in a world desperately in need of His peace and joy. Well, today I have my teammates with me again, Alice Huntzicker.
Hello.
And Julie Bastide.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about forgiveness. But I want to take a different view of forgiveness today. And I'm calling this Enjoy Your Forgiveness. Do either of you have some idea of where we might be going with this?
Well, it seems like you want to address the fact that too many people carry around guilt even after they've asked God to forgive them. Like maybe they can't really forgive themselves even though God has.
That's definitely a part of it.
And maybe also living in regret. You know, even after God forgives us, we can still live in the if-onlys of life and think about what our lives would have been if only we had not made a wrong choice.
That's hitting the nail on the head, Alice. I want us to look today on the other side of forgiveness, when we have personally been forgiven, and yet we don't seem to enjoy that forgiveness. This thought came to me in one of my daily prayer Zoom meetings, which we've been having with the women in my church since COVID shut us down. And this dear woman asked God to forgive her because she knew she was forgiven by Him, yet she wasn't enjoying her forgiveness. That just stuck into my mind, and I immediately thought of many people I know who would fall into that category, including myself at times. I remember a time many years ago now when I had come back to full fellowship with the Lord after a long period of chasing my dreams and living my life my way. I was really sorry for my wayward ways, and I had confessed them. I knew that God had forgiven me. But one day as I was praying, some of those past sins just came flooding back into my mind. And I was once again ashamed and embarrassed and just so regretful that I had allowed those sins in my life. So I started asking God once again for forgiveness, specifically confessing them. And honestly, the voice of God's Spirit to me that day was almost audible as I heard Him say, "I don't know what you're talking about." Isaiah 43:25 says, "I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more." Now, let me ask, have you ever tried to erase something from your memory?
Oh, boy, yes. There are things I would like to forget, and I try to forget, but I can't totally erase things from my memory, at least not the things I'd like to erase.
That's true.
Right, and it seems that the things I'd like to remember no more, as the Bible puts it, are the things that hang around my mind, and I forget lots of good things that I should remember.
It's a common problem. We remember what we should forget and forget what we should remember. And who do you think aids and abets us in that process? It's the enemy of our soul, Satan himself. If he can keep us mired in the regrets from yesterday, in the guilt we insist on carrying with us, even though God has forgiven us, then he steals our joy, robs our peace, and keeps us in bondage to the past. So that's why I want to encourage everyone today to enjoy your forgiveness. But of course, in order to do that, you have to confess whatever sin there is in your life and forsake it and ask God to forgive you.
Yeah, and the good news is that He's always willing to forgive us. 1 John 1:9 makes that very clear. It says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness."
Yeah, it couldn't be clearer or simpler. Maybe not easy, but simple to get our hearts right with God and have that peace He alone can give by confessing our sins. Why are we so reluctant to get the slate clean with the Lord? It's always for our good and His glory. And yet so many times we cling to the sin that so easily entangles us, as we read in Hebrews 12. And that unconfessed sin blocks your fellowship with the Lord. And of course, that just makes you more miserable.
Right. I believe that a Christian who's refusing to confess known sin and keeps hanging on, even something that may seem small and not important, that person is more miserable than a person who's not a follower of Christ and indulging in the same sin. It's the Holy Spirit within us that becomes very uncomfortable or offended or grieved when we harbor this unconfessed sin.
That's so true. So the first thing is to make sure you have confessed your sin, turned from it, and you know God has forgiven you. So make sure of that. But you may be listening now and you say, I have done that. And yet you keep asking God again and again to forgive you for what he has already forgiven. So if you're continuing to sin again and again, that's not what I'm talking about. But if you have confessed and forsaken whatever sin it was, do you continue to think about it, regret it, ask God to forgive you again? If so, I would say to you what the Holy Spirit said to me. God doesn't know what you're talking about. He's chosen to remember your sins no more once they are forgiven and forsaken. Now, honestly, I think God is probably the only one who can truly erase his memory if he chooses to. You and I in these earthly bodies with our sin natures, we just don't have that miraculous power to totally forget. I get that. But we do have the power through Jesus Christ to bring our thoughts into captivity and make them obey Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:5. And thoughts that are obedient to Christ are not dwelling on sins that have been forgiven. So anytime your mind takes you to that place of regret or guilt or remorse or shame, you can be assured that is from the evil one. He would love for you to dwell in that place, and he will shoot his flaming arrows of regret and guilt as long as they succeed. And when that happens, you're not enjoying your forgiveness. It's as though you've forgotten that God has forgiven you, or you think he still intends to punish you for it, or perhaps you're just so sorry it happened that you can't put it behind you. God is not honored in that way, is he? You and I should enjoy our forgiveness just as we enjoy our redemption. You praise God for saving you, giving you hope and a future, ensuring you of eternity with him. Should you not also be praising God that he's forgiven you of that sin from your past or that sin from yesterday? That's the glorious truth that changes our lives. So, enjoy your forgiveness.
Mary, maybe some people just don't know how to do that. What does it mean to enjoy your forgiveness?
Well, that's a good thought, Alice. So let's describe what it means to enjoy your forgiveness. We know that salvation is a gift from God, right? Ephesians 2:8-9, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So when you receive a gift, how does it make you feel, Julie?
Well, it should make you feel good, happy, joyful. It's free, and you didn't have to work for it or spend money on it or shop for it. It's a gift, and it's meant to be enjoyed.
Right. And Alice, if I gave you a gift and you did not enjoy it, how would that make me feel?
Probably not good, that's for sure.
Right.
I know I'd be disappointed if you didn't like or enjoy a gift I gave you. I mean, when I choose to give someone a gift, the greatest joy for me is seeing that they like it and that they're enjoying it.
Mm. Exactly. God gives us the gift of salvation, the gift of forgiveness, without charge, even though we don't deserve it, and he loves to see us enjoy our gift of forgiveness. So it certainly does not please God when we don't let go of our regrets from the past, and you do this by faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So think with me of things you do every day by faith.
Well, I guess by faith, every morning I flip on the switch for the coffee maker and in faith believe that it will give me my much-needed coffee that morning.
Right.
And by faith, I get on an airplane. Well, at least someday I'll get on an airplane again. And I believe that this big hunk of machine will fly me somewhere. By faith, I also click on my Zoom link and believe that it will connect me with the people I'm working with.
And by faith, I push an app on my smartphone and it takes me to just the right place. I have no idea how apps actually work, but I use them all the time and they make my life much easier.
That's exactly right. All day long, every day, we are doing things by faith. Some of those things we may understand, like how the internet works or how electricity works, but I don't know how any of it works. And yet I use it and enjoy it all the time. So why is it so difficult for us to accept by faith that God has forgiven us? He remembers our sins no more, and it's dishonoring to Him for us to continue to live in regret and guilt. We know from Scripture that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So if someone's taking your strength away, what happens? Well, not much. I've just gone through a medical procedure that took my strength. I had to pretty much do nothing for a few days because my strength was gone. So when your spiritual strength is missing, when the enemy steals it from you, the same thing happens. You lose your ability to get things done for Jesus. You lose your joyful countenance, your joyful attitude, those things that testify to others about your faith. And don't you know the enemy loves to steal your joy? Honestly, it's one of his most effective weapons and one of his most subtle ones, because we often just don't see that he's behind our loss of joy. We don't recognize that flaming arrow he shoots at us. So if you're not really enjoying the forgiveness you have in Jesus, I'm hoping your takeaway today will be that you understand it is a tool of the enemy, and it dishonors the one who has forgiven you, Jesus Christ, when you are not living in the joy and the peace and the strength that is yours when you enjoy your forgiveness. I want to close with a quote from an article I read by Luke Rowland. He says, "The truth is, Christianity as a religion really has only one participant, and that is Jesus. We are not participants. We are recipients. We receive, and we receive the most amazing gift we could ever receive, which is forgiveness. This is why I believe it's important for us right now to understand our justification and to take our forgiveness very seriously so we're not tossed around by a new false doctrine." End of quote. And that false doctrine is that forgiveness is something you have to work for. You have to pay for your sins, your mistakes, your wrong choices. And then, of course, you can never enjoy your forgiveness because you can never pay for it or earn it. So it's a catch-22. But Jesus has come to set you free from that bondage. As Galatians 5:1 tells us, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So my prayer today is that you will begin now to enjoy your forgiveness and keep learning to do that. You do that by bringing every thought into captivity, those thoughts of guilt and regret, grabbing them and replacing them with the truth that you are forgiven. Truth sets you free. That's what Jesus says. We've prepared a simple card. It just says, "Enjoy your forgiveness," which you'll find on our website, along with a copy of today's devotional. I encourage you to print out that card, put it in front of you, put it on your screensaver, wherever you'll see it often, to remind you to enjoy your forgiveness.
Yes, and Mary, I think your book, Why Do I Always Feel Guilty, will help us enjoy our forgiveness. It's available on our website at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.
And I love the idea of keeping this card in front of you somehow, reminding you to enjoy your forgiveness. You can download it, or we can send you a copy if you prefer. Contact us by email or phone to request a printed copy. You'll find the email connection on our website, or you can call us at 630-462-0552.
And did you know that our daily devotional program is now available in Spanish? We're so thankful to offer this to our Spanish-speaking friends. And you can find these programs on our website, ChristianWorkingWoman.org.
And our Tuesday evening Bible study is available to anyone who signs up. There's no cost. Just sign up on our website. It's a joy to offer this to people all across the world, actually by Zoom, and we'd love for you to join us.
Yes, we are really enjoying these Tuesday evening Bible studies. I hope many more will join us. Well, next week, we're going to talk about our pockets of fear.
Thanks for listening today. I'm Julie Bastide.
I'm Alice Hunziker.
And I'm Mary Lohman, saying goodbye today for the Christian Working Woman.